Bank of Cardiff, this is Straw.
This is who?
Jaw. That's my name.
Jaw?
Mm-hmm.
God, what a name. I never heard such a name.
Yeah, it's Chinese, so
very unusual.
A little different, yeah.
Yeah, a little? Yeah, a hell of a lot.
Yeah, well, hey, that's the struggle of my life.
Yeah, I can just imagine. How mind-boggling.
But it does mean God in Jamaican.
Oh, it does. Well, I guess that's a good thing, I guess. Hey, listen, this is Gary Hubert over here in Medford, Oregon on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are on the East Coast?
Yeah. Oh, no, we're in West Coast.
Oh, you're down in San Diego County.
Mm-hmm. Where are you out of?
Medford, Oregon.
Okay, so
just
same time zone? Yeah.
Yeah, West Coast time. We're agricultural producers here, peach
okay.
and pear growers.
Okay.
And was wondering, we get this stuff all the time from all these people in the mail.
Sure.
Oh, we can help you do this. We can help you do that. And
sure.
Guess what? Never any of them ever come through for us. It's
okay.
always a dead end.
What are you? How about this? Can I start with get your 16-digit code
anymore? What'd you say?
Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code so I can pull up your file?
Reservation code. What the hell is a reservation code? I never heard such a thing.
Oh, did you get a mailer in the mail?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Clear down here.
I think it's like 2411 or 2311, one of those.
Yeah, 2411.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell number is that? Well, like my two lights I have on my nightstand in the master bedroom went out, and I got to get switches for both of them.
Mm.
I got to find somebody who does lamp repair. Reasonable. 3601-0053-9198, I believe.
Okay. Let's see here.
Hubler Orchards, Medford, Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah, we get this stuff all the time from various loan places. And they,
okay.
You know. As soon as you mention agriculture, oh, God, we can't do that. And does your business make $100,000 a month? And does it make that much in a year? Yeah, right. If everybody was doing that, they wouldn't be applying for a loan now, would they?
Right.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Okay,
so
yeah, I see.
Gimmick to everything.
Okay, well, what are you looking to do?
Well, we need operating capital.
Okay.
To buy possibly maybe another tractor or another sprayer. We need to put up some kind of a fueling tank station out there at the one orchard that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put up a wind machine that covers for frost conditions in
mm-hmm.
the months of March, April, and May. One wind machine is $30,000. One of them, brand new.
Okay.
Okay. Spray rig, we need to buy an AeroFan sprayer. They're about $24,000-$25,000.
Okay.
See, we can't buy all this stuff at one time. God, we'd be in the hole forever. So we have to buy just, you know, one piece of equipment for a while until it's paid
mm-hmm.
off, and then we just take things in incremental steps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all
and
we can do.
Yeah. So, if you want to take
one
step one at
tractor,
a time.
Mm-hmm. I have one tractor that is paid for. All my trucks are paid for, and I have a B of A Bank of America loan, a mortgage on the home, and I pay on it every month. That's the first thing I pay on, and I pay $968 a month on that mortgage. I only have
mm-hmm.
one mortgage. One is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 4.25. I pay on it at the beginning of each month.
Mm-hmm.
And I've held a job for 16 years. We'll be 16 years next June, 29th of the following year.
Okay.
And I had to take 2 or 3 days off because of pear harvest, you see. We're still not done picking pears.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 6 more rows left to pick, and then we are
okay.
done.
Nice.
We'll do that on Saturday or Sunday, one of the two. Probably on Saturday, I believe, because I got to go to work today and tomorrow at 3
mm-hmm.
o'clock.
Okay.
Because, see, when I work a swing shift job at the mill, so when I go to work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 11
yeah.
o'clock at night,
yeah.
I can't do any farming activities during the weekdays.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of the question.
Right. Okay.
Because that's
So,
about it.
what is the your top priority right now?
Well, I would say the top priority would probably be that either a secondary tractor, because what's happening now, I'll just call you Julie. What's happening
Sure,
right
that's fine.
now, I love that name for some reason. It's always catchy. Let's see, I got to back up here. Well, anyway, Julie, what happens is a lot of times when we have to have a tractor for mowing, let's say, we can't use that tractor for other things because it's tied up with mowing, or we can't use it to move bins around because it's tied up using it for spraying. You see what I'm saying? So then we got to disconnect a piece of equipment and hook up to another piece of equipment so we can do this and do that and so on and so forth. Now we're trying to work out something with Kubota Credit Corporation and with a payment on the tractor. They're pretty flexible on this now. We're here 2 or 3, 4 years ago or more, 10 years ago, they were not flexible. They had to have a payment each month. Well, when you're a farmer and you have other expenses going out, and you got more going out than what's coming in, because see, as fruit growers, we don't get paid every week. We don't get paid every 2 weeks. We get paid once a year. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All fruit growers get paid once a year. Whether you're growing oranges, apples, lemons, limes, kiwi, it doesn't make any difference. They only get paid once a year. So all the
Okay.
fruit is harvested in that year, it's taken through the processor, it's all sorted, graded, marketed, shipped, and sold. Okay.
Okay. When do you
Then
get
you
paid
get
in
a
the year?
check. Then you get a check, but not until then.
Okay. When do you normally get the check?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I get it in November. Sometimes it's December. Sometimes it's mid to late January. It might be February, but I do get it. It just takes time because these processors, they have to deal with many, many growers throughout the country. And some of this fruit is not always local. Some of it's trucked in. It's shipped in by truck. Well, it takes time to move a truck from point A to point B. It's not something that's done in 5 minutes and you walk out the door. There's a process to it. It takes time. So, anyway, there's just some things that we have to have in order to make this happen. On my present job, Julie, I make $17.55 or so, maybe a little bit more than that. We're scheduled for another raise here, I believe, next June, I think. 2.75% it goes up. And I make about 25 an hour for overtime. So.
Like with the second job that you have? Like besides the orchard?
Yeah, I work a plywood mill job. I've
Oh,
held
okay.
for 16 years, and so. But I go to work, Julie, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow. It's a long time. It's
Well,
weird
that's swing shift.
hours. Yeah.
Well, that's swing
Okay.
shift. If I work a day shift, I lose out on the 45 cent nighttime differential, and
Right.
it's less money working days than it is swing. So, of
Okay.
course, then if I'm working day shift, the hell, I got to get up at 5:30, quarter to 6 to be at work at 7.
Okay.
And
So,
I'm
how
making
about
hell
this?
of a living
So,
today.
definitely your business is very seasonal. So
Well,
we would.
when you're an orchardist, it's always going to be seasonal, whether you're
Right.
raising peaches or pears.
Yeah.
The fruit only is harvested once a year, you see.
Yeah. When's the harvest this year?
Well, everything is early this year because of the spring we have. Every spring in Oregon is different, you know. We might have a normal year where the spring is normal and everything is perfectly normal. And then we might have an abnormal spring where, you get a little bit of winter, maybe mid to late or December, January for 2 or 3 weeks, and then boom, all of a sudden you get the first 60-degree day in middle of January or end of January. We don't want that because it starts breaking the trees out of dormancy and they wanting to start to bud out and bloom. We don't want that going on. It brings on a long frost season. So, but we have to have these pieces of equipment to make things you know, happen here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two trucks. I've got a one-ton fuel truck that I own. It's free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a 20-foot flatbed truck. It's an 81 GMC. That's
okay.
What we haul all the pears on. It's free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got a 250-gallon herbicide sprayer that we use, and I own nothing on it. I own nothing on the tractor.
That's good.
It's
paid
all
a lot of things off.
Clear.
Yeah.
Well, I've held the job for 15 years.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So for
and
the...
I make right around probably $35,000-$36,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty responsible with money. You know, I just don't go out and be buying everything in the world because I can't afford it, so I don't do it. So I live within my means, you know.
Okay.
I don't go out and just spend for Christmas time just because it's Christmas.
Right.
I never do that.
So for the secondary tractor, how much is it going to cost you?
Well, a secondary tractor, we could probably get, I've been trying to get a used one, and they're kind of hard to find a good used one. Normally you get those, what they call, Julie, those harvest rental returns, see? And they're only used maybe for, you know, 10 hours or 20 or 30 or 40 hours, and then they're returned back to the supplier, the equipment dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with them. They've just been used a little bit. They're perfectly fine. You know, and so we try to get those harvest rental returns, and because one tractor can easily run you, you know, 30, I think the one I bought was 30, I think it was about 36,000, 34,000, and they don't make that model no more. It's, we bought it back in 2005, and I still have it to this day. You know, after the orchard's a good tractor, they just don't make that kind no more, that model no more. You see, they keep changing all this stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. So why don't we do this? Do you already have? I know you said it's kind of hard to find the used one that you like, but do you have like any piece that's on your wish list?
If I can't find the used one, then I would just get a new one. You see?
Okay.
And a new one would run me. Probably right around 42, maybe 40,000.
Okay.
A new one.
And then I know you said get paid once a year, but go ahead.
What it is, we only get paid. We only make a tractor payment through Kubota. They changed their policy on doing things now on us farmers. We pay just once a year on that tractor. We don't pay once a month because they understand that we've got a mortgage payment or a telephone payment or gas payment, you know, other things that we have to pay on during the course of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the year, normally about probably mid to late December, then we get a payment from that tractor vendor, and then we just make that one payment once a year, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
So why don't we do this?
Flexible. They're willing to work with it.
Yeah, why don't we do this? What I can do is I can give you, like, a pre-approval, so that way you know how much you qualify for, so that way you know how much you qualify for, and so when you go
to
your shopping...
Well, we don't really have a lot of outstanding debt. You know, I don't have $2 or $3 million in debt.
That's good.
All my trucks are paid for. I have I have three trucks that are paid for.
Mm-hmm.
We pay the insurance on them and the fuel and that sort of thing, you know, the common stuff.
Yeah.
And then we pay for the utilities, the power, the water, the cable, the natural gas, everything here at the home.
I
had my home here now, Julie, for 32 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Probably one of the oldest neighbors probably in the neighborhood where I live in Northeast Medford.
Mm-hmm.
I have no plans on selling my home right now. I have a big orchard with my home when I go to sell my home, the orchard goes with the home. One complete package deal, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But this is mostly for equipment for the orchard, possibly another tractor and maybe another sprayer. You know, we don't necessarily have to get all the pieces of equipment right now.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to have at least get one piece of equipment, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And leave it at that, you see.
Sure.
We tried here probably 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, and we couldn't get a bank. The banks would not help us. They would not help us one bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so since you are seasonal, we'll just need to look at the 12 months of bank statements, so that way we can see the whole cycle of the business. Obviously, there's going to be a busy season and very slow season.
Well, and you got to remember, too, the volume of fruit is different from year to year.
Right.
See?
Understand?
Yeah, we do not get the same tonnage what you got here mm-hmm. 2 years ago or 3 years ago as you do this year.
Yeah, but we base our loans on the real-time health of the business, so we'll just need only the last year.
It might be up, it might be down. And it could be weather-related, it could be labor-related. All
right.
There's a lot of things that can be related to,
Okay. How was this year's harvest for you then?
Well, this year's harvest is up, I think, by about maybe 3 or 4 or 5 bins. We picked 18 bins of one variety.
How much did you make off of it?
We do not know, because the pears have got to be packed and marketed and shipped and sold. So we do not know what the dollar amount will be until everything is done ahead of time.
I see. So it hasn't been done yet.
Oh, no. We just took the pears down, and we're not...
Oh, that's true. You got 6 more rolls of those.
Well, yeah, it should take a long time to pick 6 rows. And particularly when you get, we normally run 3 pickers, and yesterday we ran short. The other guy did not show up, and so we only had 2 pickers. Mm-hmm. So we were only able to pick 8 bins. The day before, we had 3 pickers, and we picked 10 bins. So it changes from day to day. You never know who's going to show up for work.
Right. How was last year's harvest for you then? How much did you make?
Last year was good.
How much?
Well, you're talking the dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know off the top of my head, but it was enough to cover all of our expenses.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I do remember that.
You don't remember the dollar amount?
Well, I don't really have it in
our
the
ballpark.
Top of my head. It could be maybe. Let's see. We made probably pretty darn close, or over $7,000 on one variety.
Mm-hmm.
And the other variety we made maybe not quite a couple $1,000s.
Oh, okay.
Other variety.
So it's about...
It's not all gloom and doom.
Yeah. That's pretty good for harvest.
Well, you got to remember, too, that orchard is only 9 years old, I believe, or next year it'll be 10 years old. So it's a very, very young orchard.
So do you think the sales of the orchard, do you think it's going to like 20,000? Around that, or maybe lower?
Well, maybe when I get paid from, because we ship one variety of pear to NWP, simply because we don't have the tonnage to take to a processor here locally. We need to plant more variety of that. We need to plant that same variety more of that. I should say of that one variety.
Right.
But we can't. We cannot do that right now because we don't know what Trump or Hillary is going to do for immigration.
Sure.
You have
okay.
to have immigration.
Right.
You have to have the labor to do the necessary work. Without the labor, things cannot get done.
Cool. So just based on, I don't want to waste any more of your time or my time, but based on, what you told me, what the gross sales are for your orchard, it's below our minimum underwriting guidelines.
What's your underwriting guideline? What's the limit there?
At least 10,000 a month. So about 120.
Can I go 10,000 a month?
Right. So that's our minimum sales guideline, underwriting guideline is about 10,000 a month. So since you're below that,
well, no, we don't go a month, maybe 10,000 a year,
right?
But not per
right.
month.
Right. So there'll be 120,000 for the year would be the minimum.
Well, we do not make 120,000 a year, not on 10 acres.
Yeah. So unfortunately, it doesn't look like we are able to do anything.
We get this stuff all
bank.
The time in the mail. Oh, we can help you do this. We can help you do that. And it's they never work in our favor because you guys have got such high expectations. And may I make a suggestion? Lower your expectations, and then we will talk business, okay?
Okay, sure.
I mentioned that to your upper management. Lower your expectations, and we'd be happy to do business with you.
Okay.
But this is the problem with all these banks throughout the country. They've got such high expectations and all these specific guidelines that are just way out there in left field. These people, they cannot meet those guidelines. They cannot meet those expectations and those qualifications. They cannot. There's no way they can do it. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks should understand this, but they do not. You see, banks are very, very greedy in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And that's one reason why we don't do a lot of business with banks, because they will not work with anybody.
Yeah.
They will not.
Yeah.
So we have to do things ourselves.
Yep. Yeah, sorry about that. I wish I could help you here.
Okay, well, I had a funny feeling about all this because we get this in the mail all the time, and we know we just throw it away because it's always a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.